Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, Fancy Sauce Show listeners. This is episode 6 of season 3. I'm here with John Beebe.
Hello.
Jordan Poulton.
Molly Bwanji.
And myself, Ollie Coles. Yellow. Yekimesh. So, we want to kick off this evening talking about current affairs, as always.
As always. Yes.
And I say this evening, this morning, this afternoon.
Or this night.
Or this night. And the topic that Bees wants to bring up, because it's close to his heart, is about same-sex marriages in Paris.
Yeah, well, no, not just in Paris. there was a riot, I think, down the Champs-Élysées yesterday, and I read a very short article on the BBC.
Okay.
And basically, like, I understand that people are against it, but I mean, thousands and thousands of people came out
against gay marriage.
It's
right?
I think it's against gay marriage and the ability for them to then adopt children.
Oh, so it's both.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah, but what I didn't like, I don't know if it was just the BBC and how they'd reported it to make it sound even more ridiculous, but they had like translations of the of some of the placards that were there.
Right.
And apparently, one of them was, we want more jobs, not same-sex marriages.
Right.
And that's just a bit like that.
Because the two are really closely linked politically.
And I just couldn't really believe it. I was just a bit like, right, this is absolutely mental. Like, as a, like, who
and
writes
there that? Better things to protest about at the moment than letting gay people get married?
It's, well, it's like, obviously a load of French people who don't have any jobs thinking, why aren't the government trying to find me a job? And it's, why don't you try and find yourself a job?
Yeah, and also,
or get into a gay marriage. And everything's cool.
But if you want to protest about jobs, then protest about jobs. Don't go to a march about same-sex marriage. Yeah. Just being like, what do we want? Jobs. No, no, we don't. We want same-sex marriage.
Okay, let's just do it all.
I don't want same-sex marriage. Why are you here?
But aren't the French just, like, renowned for just, like, rioting about anything? It was like when fuel prices went up, didn't they just go out and burn their cars? just like...
You should be a reporter.
You should really chill out quite a bit. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we past the whole same-sex marriage debate? Isn't that a bit like, okay, just let them do it, it's cool?
I think so.
I just think, like, if you're that annoyed about homosexuality, don't marry a gay person.
Yeah.
That'd be my only, like, tip. It's got nothing to do with
it. Anyone at that protest is going to be marrying a gay person. Yeah. You'd be like, waking up one day with, like, a sore ass and a red wedding ring.
But what's it got to do with anyone else, really?
Well, I think, I mean, I guess, to play devil's advocate, the idea is that marriage is supposed to be a Christian man and woman thing, and they claim that they can't get married with a capital M because that means to a man and a woman getting married in the eyes of God.
But, yeah, that, and also, is it fair, do you think, to raise a child with the same-sex parents?
Well, I had a debate with a friend about this, and I can speak freely because he almost certainly won't be listening, but he really fucking pissed me off because he made this a sideways comment where he was like, well, no kid to get brought up by a same-sex couple would be normal. And I was like, what? He's like, well, yeah, you couldn't be normal. I was like, well, what do you mean you couldn't be normal? If you have two loving same-sex parents, that's better than one bad parent and no other parent.
Okay, true, but do you think that it'll probably increase the chances of them getting bullied at school?
Yeah, potentially
from having mummy
school,
and mummy,
but
or daddy
it's
and daddy.
Also, I'm sure, going to have other positive side effects. Like, it will make them more open to the belief that people can be whatever they want to be, and it's not society that gets to
decide.
Do
you think they'd be more likely to be homosexual?
No, not at all. I don't think so at all. Because, I mean, imagine if you had were married to a man and you wanted to have a child, then you would say to that child, whether you're straight, gay, transgender, whatever you are, I love you. And then it's down to you. The only time that it gets bad is when you have usually probably straight parents who tell their kid, you better not be gay because I won't love you if you're gay.
Yeah, and just fear-mongering about...
Like, how many gay parents are going to say to their kids, I won't love you unless you're gay? That might make you turn out weird.
But also, it could be that thing of, like, you know, it's like kids that have come from a single parent or come from, you know, parents that haven't, like, married or anything like that. And I guess that, actually, people would actually, I think, teachers and kids and stuff like that would actually be more likely to be, like, fairly normal around them. Because it would be deemed, like, weird that they were having a go about their homosexual parents.
Also, like, I mean, I make this claim quite often, and people sometimes disagree, but I think it's actually true. But I generally think that we live in a post-sexist society where, like, whether you're gay or not, it's weird for you to care.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have one friend, and I love him to death, but he's a little bit homophobic. And we give him shit. We don't give the gay guy in the room shit for being gay. We give the straight guy shit for being homophobic.
For not accepting it.
Yeah, like, nowadays, you're a weirdo if you don't accept gay people. Not if you're gay.
True,
yeah.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
It's, quite, like, it's all quite recent, though, isn't it? Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. In the last, like, I reckon in the last, like, 5 or 10 years. But it's quite interesting because there is this kind of honeymoon period of, like, homosexuals wanting to get married. Mm-hmm. And I met, like... a guy out in LA who's, you know, quite, it's kind of like a forward thinker in the homos. I mean, he was gay himself, mm-hmm. and he got called a homophobic because he was against gay marriage. Because he was like, the whole honeymoon, he was the one that spoke about this honeymoon period of, like, they don't know what's going to happen when there are no laws about divorce or anything like that with mm-hmm. two men. Like, there's mm-hmm. just the courts don't know what to do at the moment. So
yeah.
there is this thing of, like, yeah, fine, get married, but when it all goes Pete Tong, like, no,
don't
one
come
really...
running to us.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are they going to run to instead?
But then at the same time, I think that maybe it'll open up more debates that need to be had. Like, why is it that it's automatically assumed that the kids should go with the mother? Like, well, often the father is more fit to look after the children. So, like, in a same-sex marriage, you're not going to get these bigoted judges who go, well, it's a man and a woman, so we'll give the kids to the woman and we'll expect the man to pay for whatever. It's like, well, they're same-sex, so we've got to think objectively about these questions and
not
just default
to tie
beliefs.
They do anyway now, though, don't they?
No, it's still... I was talking to a lawyer the other day about this, just we're having a debate about divorce and stuff, and they were saying that the courts in the UK especially are hugely sided to women.
Yeah,
as
I mean, like,
get paid
I mean, I'm not. I don't want to get into the debate about that kind of stuff. But, like, when was the last time you read an article about some rich woman and her husband taking 50% of her money?
Yeah, you don't, do you?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's because there aren't many rich women.
Go on.
No, I can't be going on. Don't make me go on.
And I don't think the Queen's going to be marrying anyone soon and getting a divorce.
That's true.
So this season we're talking about crap technology rather than good stuff. I'm going to kick it off with a thing that I found, which is this plastic ice cream cone that you press a button on. So you put the scoop of ice cream on the top of it.
Oh, yeah. So you don't eat the plastic cone.
No, you don't eat the plastic cone. And then you press a button and it rotates the ice cream, thus negating the need to use any form of muscles. You just stick your tongue out and just let it spin.
You just bury your tongue in it.
Yeah, you can just imagine the fat dude that invented that just went, I can't even bother to lick anymore. Just...
I'm so fat, I've eaten so many ice cream cones, I can't eat the cone anymore. I have to just press a button.
Well, that's the downside, right? You can't eat the plastic. I mean, yeah. Some of them might, but...
I suppose it's nice. For people who go to ice cream shops and don't get the cone and just get the little... container of ice cream.
Also, someone who goes into an ice cream shop and goes, oh, sorry, I got my own. Hands it over the counter.
Sorry, it's a little bit sticky from last time.
Yeah, exactly. That's not spunk, that's spit.
But that honestly, how lazy do you have to be?
Quite bizarre.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's.
I think it's brilliant. What? I want one.
Why?
If I got one in a stocking at Christmas, I would think it was a brilliant
Yeah, but how many times do you reckon you use it?
Never. I think even when I got ice cream out, I'd be like, no, I don't want to put it in that horrible little plastic thing.
Yeah, because most people have ice cream cones when they're on the beach or when they're somewhere else, on holiday.
Yeah.
So you're not going to walk around with this ice cream cone, because as soon as you finish with it, where the fuck are you going to put it?
Yeah. Well, it could also be just... used, you could maybe put a kebab in it.
That would be useful.
Yeah. What other things? Maybe,
what else?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob,
so you could spin it and eat up and down.
And gnaw it, yeah. Gnaw away at it.
I don't know, maybe you could put a sausage in it?
You could put one of those, got a big gobstopper on there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And just hold it there for fucking ages, just put your tongue out.
That's actually a good idea, because remember those gobstoppers, they were always, you had to like pick two bits to hold and not lick those bits so it didn't get sticky, and then you'd lose the dry bit when you like put it down or something, and it's impossible to put down because it would get stuck to the paper or the table or something.
Yeah, rank, really.
So actually, maybe if we switch it and make it a gobstopper licker.
Yeah, but also, didn't you have fun with gobstoppers? They just ripped your tongue apart eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, they did, yeah. It's like your tongue would
quite abrasive.
So could you imagine doing that on something that's just rotating? How quick does it rotate as well? That's the one thing I didn't
know. It's got multiple speeds.
Just really quick, it just sprays ice cream across the room.
Although mine's actually quite similar to yours, that I found something which is a fork, but it's got a motor in it, so that it's for people who get too tired twirling their noodles and twirling their spaghetti.
Who are these people?
Brilliant. I would definitely use that. I have a lot of... I find it difficult to actually... to spin a fork, because you can't...
You don't have much hand-eye coordination.
Well, no, I do. But imagine... Okay, what would be really useful is either to have that... okay, or more complex, would have a wrist that you, where you don't have to move your arm, but your wrist just, your hand just moves around. Right. Your hand rotates.
Okay.
So obviously this solves that problem.
Because it solves the problem of not having what, a 360 degree rotation of not having the wrist.
Exactly. Exactly.
Imagine going to a doctor and being like, "Hi, can you just take my hand off and then just put a rotator cuff on it, so I can just spin, just randomly."
Why? Because I get tired eating spaghetti.
Yeah, but that's that problem. I think that's quite good.
Just really try ravioli instead. Just eat ravioli.
Yeah, true.
Just so
yeah, but you might like
just cut it up.
You might like the thinness of pasta.
I still don't understand that. I think it must be people that didn't realise that their childhood had ended, but people that use spoons and forks when they're using pasta. And they spin.
I still do that.
What is wrong
with you people?
Well, that's because everyone's supposed to have a spoon and a fork when you're having pasta.
I didn't know about the spinny fork.
Hold on, Beams. Do you use a knife?
No, I just use a fork on its own, like any normal adult.
Heathen.
No, you're
but
just.
But I bet that means that once you've actually spun it, you've still got about 2 meters of spaghetti to get into your mouth.
No.
Yeah, which for Beams is actually a normal distance between his face and the plate.
Yeah, that's just hanging on his chin.
Yeah, exactly, down to his belly button.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I came with, unfortunately, guys, I let the team down, but I came with something that I think is actually quite cool.
Okay.
It's called a doorbot.
Okay. It's a great name.
And it basically is, it's door robot, and it's a doorbell that streams live video to your smartphone.
Okay.
So if your doorbell rings, then your phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
You could be absolutely anywhere here.
In the house or out.
And then you open up the video and you can see exactly who's at your door, and you can either decide to completely ignore it or to tell them that you're in the toilet upstairs, so please dick off.
So it's got like a little box that sits on like above a door frame or something.
Well, you know like the little things like that you look through camera. on your door to actually see it in their face, it's really concave.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a video.
So it's so it's actually got a video screen that the person can see you.
They can't see
or
you.
It's just a camera.
You can see them.
Okay. And has it got like a speaker so you can speak back to them?
Has it got a microphone?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, but you can give them a phone call.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You can give them a phone and say, sorry,
mate.
So
you can't say anything down the phone to them?
No, it's a video.
Yeah, but that.
But you can see it, and then you can be like, oh, I'll just give them a quick call, and he'll be like, yeah, I just saw you at the front door, I'm having a poo.
Yeah, but they have this system already. Yeah. Like, they have those doorbells that you press, and there's a video camera inside it, and it links to your hardwired phone, but all you need to do is just change the end of that.
Yeah, but this is.
And then you can phone them. Why would you call them? What happens if it's a delivery man?
Well,
it's a delivery man. I'm in the middle of massive shit.
It's a delivery man, so you pick up the phone to the delivery man because you have every delivery man's phone number. And you say, mate, leave it in the garden.
Yeah, but you can't say leave it in the garden. You can't talk to them.
Yeah, you can. You've got his phone number. You know
what?
No, I suppose when your mate comes around or your milkman or something, you're like, dude, I'm not there, man. I'm up at uni.
So then you phone? That's so stupid. Why not just have that link to the intercom?
Maybe I'm being retarded.
But
maybe
some people can't afford intercoms.
It has audio.
It has audio.
Didn't we just ask that and you said no, it doesn't.
Well, I missed the word audio.
Genius.
That is good, isn't it?
That's better.
One of them.
That's better.
Yeah, I think that's a good
idea.
Oh
my god, and oh my god, so look at this. When combined with the Lockitron, users can even remotely lock and unlock their door through the DoorBot app.
I love it.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. I want it. And it's like, it's just another step towards this connected home that I think
sort of, but it's also linked to, like, therefore, on your phone, you can order a pizza from Domino's.
Yeah.
You can let them
Then they get there, then they ring the doorbell, you can call them. You can get a pizza delivered to your bed now.
Yeah.
Without moving.
Through the flying robot helicopter.
Through the taco bot, whatever it's called. The taco drones.
Yeah, taco drones.
I like it. I'd buy one. I'd buy all three.
I'd buy all three. I wouldn't do the ice cream cone, actually.
I agree with the door, but the spinning fork. Also, again, how fast does the spinning fork go? I mean, if it's going to spray pasta up you, or if it's too slow, you're just sitting there, it takes five times as long to eat your pasta.
I think it's quite good. I think what you could do is you could tie a cotton wool bud to the end of it, and then you can put it in your ear and it cleans it out for you.
But that could be dangerous. Have you ever, like, put a cotton bud in your ear and it felt like you've gone through a little hole and it, like, you feel like you're tickling your brain?
I've done that before.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to do that when it's on a motorised.
Yeah, just bore through your head.
I've got a story of a friend of mine from uni was really early morning lectures, and he was cleaning his ears out with little cotton wool buds, making Jordan feel sick. and he got up to uni, he got up to campus, went into the bathroom before his lecture, looked in the mirror, and he still had his cotton wool bud sticking out his ear. the whole stick.
That's brilliant. And now for everyone's favourite part of the show, question time.
Pregunta tiempo, question time.
Okay, so I've gotten bored of idioms.
All right.
So yeah, so right. Although I did find out yesterday, just on a quick note of idioms, Beyond the Pale is from Dublin.
Is it?
The Pale was what surrounded the city, and if you've gone beyond the Pale, you've gone beyond the city limits.
Oh, really? Just to know that.
There you go, listeners. Just a fun fact for you on this
you should have been
day, whatever mark. You're listening to.
You should have been question master this week.
I could have been.
Some idioms.
I thought we were bored of idioms.
Yeah, I am bored of idioms.
Then fill la bouche.
I'm going to mix it up a bit this week. We're going to basically do a... what are they called? Call My Bluff.
Wonderful.
Do we know what Call My Bluff is?
Jawohl.
Okay, good. So the general idea for anyone who doesn't know it, I'm going to make three statements, and you have to work out which two are lies, and which one is truthful.
So a little bit like Would I Lie to You on a TV show?
Yeah, a little bit like Would I Lie to You on a TV show?
Question mark, Would I Lie to You?
Okay, so the first one is... Eating uncooked rice can make birds explode. Before you say whether I'm going to give you all three.
Yeah, give
first.
Us all three.
The second one is Inuits have over 100 words for snow. And the third one is men are 4 times more likely to get hit by lightning than women.
We've had that before.
I think we've had that before.
Have we?
Yeah. As in, I know that.
And the answer was yes.
The lightning one's the right one, right?
Although, I'd quite like to say that I could envisage the rice one to be correct.
I know
as well.
That the Inuits one's completely wrong.
That sounds ridiculous.
Why would you have
one? Why?
Because I just don't think it's. I don't think there's 100 different types of snow.
Yeah,
it's like sleet, slush, sludge,
well
snow, hard snow, soft snow, powder snow.
No, because it's still snow.
Yeah, but we still say fresh powder, sleet, hail. Like we have a good dozen words for it, don't we?
Yeah, the Nazis used to have a good word for it as well.
What snow?
Hail. No,
that's
but
terrible.
That is terrible. No, I think yeah, it's not like types of grass or anything. There aren't that many types of snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the rice one could be a potential contender.
I've never seen a pigeon explode.
No, okay.
Or seen a video of it.
How often do they get basmati rice? Not much. And I reckon, is it not possible that they eat rice thinking it's like seeds? Okay, but then the rice reacts with the liquid in their body and expands.
Yeah, but surely other animals would explode. The reason I don't think the pigeon one is right is because I think that I've heard other things that make pigeons explode.
Wait, was it specifically pigeons?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So no, it says birds.
why the pigeon focus?
What?
Maybe you were the one that started talking about pigeons.
Oh, maybe I've just heard about pigeons then, because they can't pass wind either forwards or backwards.
What? They can't pass wind?
Well, they can.
What do you mean, either forwards or backwards?
I mean, out of their mouth, they can't burp or fart.
That's weird. Can they actually not?
Well, I don't know.
They can pass wind by flying.
Oh, God. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
No, I'm almost certain it's the lightning one.
Do you reckon we've done this already?
Well, we've done the thing about talking about men getting hit by lightning because there are more...
Yeah, is it more likely that men would or women would? But we didn't say 4 times more likely.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Okay. And also, by the way, on the birds exploding thing, apparently, and I tested it... Oh, no, this isn't exploding, actually. This is something different. But when I lived in Guernsey,
mm-hmm.
we used to get cocktail sausages and cut them in half and put loads of mustard inside them and then chuck them to the seagulls.
Right.
And the seagulls would fly up and eat them in the air,
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly you'd see the mustard obviously hits them and it fucking burns their mouths, so they dive bomb into the sea.
Really?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's like a little firework display of seagulls.
Amazing.
Not to be mistaken with seagulling, of course.
What's seagulling?
Something I can't talk about right now.
It sounds like we won't be posting a link to what that is.
No, unless if you want to have a look at urbandictionary.com.
Okay. So yeah, you're right. It is lightning. That is the true one. 4 times more likely, though. That's quite a lot.
And do we know why?
No, I don't know.
Men
exactly
work outdoors
why.
More,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I think also a lot of it is golf, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Which is mental. In a thunderstorm, who's still swinging a golf club around?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty ridiculous.
No, I don't think you're intentionally doing it. You're going out in Florida and lightning storms can come on like that, can't they?
Yeah, true.
Okay, second question.
Jürgen.
Number one. Coca-Cola invented the Red Father Christmas.
I've heard that before.
Number two, I've lost it now. Number two, the average person eats 5 spiders a year.
I've heard that.
Sorry, 8 spiders a year.
Ooh.
And number three, the Bible is the most shoplifted book in America.
Ooh, interesting. Well, I've heard the first two before.
I've heard the first two before, and valid reason behind why Santa Claus is red because of Coca-Cola.
I heard that he was green beforehand.
Yeah, well, he was multiple colour. He was just a vibrant colour. Like,
he had a multicoloured, technicoloured raincoat.
Yeah, Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
That's his other name. Why a raincoat?
I don't know why I said a raincoat.
No, well, just because the Coca-Cola's red, and obviously around, well, the can of Coca-Cola is red, and around Christmas they branded Father Christmas around
to be
that.
Red. So was the question Father Christmas, the red Father Christmas, they were
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
I think that he was red beforehand, like, but he was also blue, green, yellow, like yeah. numerous different ones, if you look at like old Christmas cards.
So maybe they weren't the first people to...
No, they weren't the first people, but the reason that we know Father Christmas currently as being wearing red is because of Coca-Cola, as in they just did a massive marketing campaign.
Okay. I, on the spider front,
mm-hmm.
heard it before, mm-hmm. never woken up with a spider in my mouth, thank God. I don't believe it.
Have you ever tried to, like, I've never tried this, but I'm thinking, have you ever tried to stick your finger in someone's mouth while they're asleep? Right? Because I reckon they'd wake up pretty quickly.
Right.
So...
Biting reflex.
Well, just the fact that something's in your mouth, and I'm sorry, like a spider, like, crawling around in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
I can understand if it... No, actually, I was about to say, I could understand if it went up your nose, but then...
That'd be even worse. Yeah, that'd be tickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Surely a spider could go into your mouth and you could just, like, close your mouth or, like, swallow and...
But that's the average. So some people are eating, like, 40 spiders a year.
Yeah, some people.
But is that... Does this... It's just in their sleep, right?
Yeah. Yeah, not out of choice in Cambodia.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you never know. You could eat a piece of lettuce that had a spider on it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it is due to your sleep, like, as in your sleep.
Well, this just says the average person eats 8 spiders a year.
Well, that could be factually correct, because there are some people that it's a delicacy.
But the Bible could be as well.
No, you get free Bibles in every single hotel room in America.
Yeah, I know, but then if you're stealing a Bible, you can't afford to stay in a hotel room.
True, but he's got you there, Beebs.
Yeah, but why would you shoplift?
I think you would shoplift a Bible because you've
how
done
ironic
something terrible.
Is that, though?
Oh, no, yeah. Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah. You're probably homeless and you need to turn to something, so you turn to the Bible, so you've steal one.
I reckon I'm gonna go with Father Christmas.
Okay.
Are you? I'm gonna go with the USA stealing of Bibles.
Okay. So Colsey's one up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Coca-Cola did not invent the red Father Christmas. They just ran a really big advertising campaign so that people started jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but I thought the reason that we have the red... That was the question.
But there was a red Father Christmas, and it's been seen in Christmas cards as early as 1885.
Yeah, but...
But oh, okay. Coca-Cola, because they were red, when they did their marketing campaign, they chose to show the red Father Christmas, and because, as you say, they put so much money behind it, and a lot of people started just portraying him red, and it became the kind of societal norm. But actually, the true one is that the Bible is the most shoplifted book in all of America.
Wowza.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Third one?
Yeah.
Okay, there are 57 varieties of Heinz beans, but the majority of them have never been released to the public.
Isn't it 57?
57, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said 37.
No, 57. If a person who's being executed survives, then they're allowed to walk free. And thirdly, there are 11 copies still existing of a Bible printed in the 1600s with the commandment, "Thou shalt commit adultery."
Okay. Why did you, by the way, quickly answer 57-37? Is that because...
No, I just thought it was... I thought he said 37, and I'm pretty sure it's like 50 on the front of every...
It says 57.
It does say 57. And I actually, I don't know why, I think I did some research in the last couple of years. We were talking about, like, why are they 57, and I think that might be the right one.
Rather,
because the one about execution, like, surely you just keep going till he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think
you can walk free.
Well, I suppose you can only walk free if there is a massive electricity outage or something.
No, because you still have to... No, I mean, like...
Death by lethal injection instead or something.
Yeah, but I've heard that as well before, but that's probably just a kind of common sense thing. It's like, well, we tried. Sorry. But then obviously, surely you just put, like, there'll be loads of people that, you know, get sentenced to death and just walk away because they've got people in high places.
That's not the question, though, is it?
No, but what I'm saying is that you'd hear about more people. I've never, ever heard of anyone leaving an execution. It'd be pretty like headline
news. No, I don't believe that one. What was the last one?
There are 11 copies of a Bible printed in the 1700s that still exist that say, thou shalt commit adultery.
Thou shalt commit adultery.
Yeah.
Why would you have that? Why would you have that in the Bible? I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah,
you shall sleep with your neighbour's wife.
Please do.
Please do it.
I'm going to go baked bean.
Yeah, baked beans.
I completely made that up.
What, the baked bean?
Yeah.
Really?
I completely made it up. So well the done. Guy that started Heinz Baked Beans, he apparently saw an advert from some product that claimed to have like a number of varieties, like dozens of varieties, and he thought it sounded really cool. So he said there were 57 varieties of Heinz baked beans, and there never were. There's like a small handful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just completely lied. It's the 11 copies of the Bible.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually really, really valuable because there was a whole run of Bibles that were printed in 1631. And the majority of them were rounded up and burnt.
Was it a spelling mistake?
Yeah, it was a complete typo.
Print error.
Oh, complete, right. I thought it was
complete
like...
complete accident. It just said, thou shalt commit adultery.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first is a pig's orgasm lasts for 30 minutes. The second is you are 139 times more likely to die on the way to the airport than in the plane. And the third one is the smallest country in the world is a single room in Rome, and it's the Sovereign Republic of Malta. Sorry, the Sovereign Military Republic of Malta.
I think that number two is quite believable. You're 139 times more likely to die.
Yeah, but it's 130. Why not 140? I don't know how specific Jordan's being. She's being pretty scheming about this sort of stuff. So, I reckon...
Why not 140?
But wait, the smallest country in the world,
yeah,
but it's part of Malta, so therefore Malta's the owning body, surely.
Sovereign Military Republic of Malta.
I don't think you made that one up. Don't think you made it up. I'm not saying it's true, but I don't think you made it up.
As it's a commonly like misbelieved fact.
By the way, a pig's orgasm lasting 30 minutes, that would sound horrendous, wouldn't it?
Oh my god, yeah! That would be a horrible sound. No,
don't pigs have cocks like corkscrews?
No, that's their tail, you knobhead.
No, I'm sure they do. They've got spiral dicks.
I've never seen a pig screwing itself into another pig.
No,
going round.
Yeah, exactly. How else would it work? You'd have to surely corkscrew
Ready, Doris, in. Let's go! they're quite difficult. Right, I don't think it's the pig one.
No, me neither.
139 times. I believe it's more likely that you would die on the way to the airport.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
All right, and I'll go with Malta, just to be different.
Okay, interesting. I was pulling your leg, they're all true.
Really?
They're all true.
30 minutes for an orgasm?
30 minutes, yeah.
What the fuck? Why don't you
And that's just one. Imagine the girl pigs that have multiple orgasms.
Are you ever so slightly tempted to fuck a pig? What? Just to see what happens. No, you could just get another pig to do it.
I love the thought process.
Hello, Deirdre, what do you got?
It's thought of the day! Okay, thought of the day today is my thought of the day, and it's something that occurred to me about a week or so ago, and so I'm just going to throw it out there to you guys and let us run with it and see if it makes sense. But I was thinking, I was talking to a friend about how you can equate the year to a week, and so each day of the week can be...
Kind of time period.
Yeah, it can be almost like
a month or a season.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason where it came from is what we were saying is this is basically where it's still in the Monday of the year.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's the end of Monday.
It's like I suppose January is sort of like Sunday night. Isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah. So like New Year's is like that Sunday evening where you like go out and get pissed and you know you shouldn't because you got work the next day.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, yeah, but it's still the weekend, so we've got to have fun. And obviously the summer is like Friday and Thursday night is like June.
Yeah,
and then
it's getting warmer.
July is Saturday because no one fucking does anything in July.
And but December is also what's December?
No, see, I reckon,
but it doesn't have to be in order.
I reckon Easter's like a kind of Wednesday. Like that kind of like
it's a midweek lash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like at school when you had a half day on a Wednesday and you broke early to go and play sport.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But surely December's got to be a Friday night or a Saturday day time, or it's got to probably be an all weekend bender.
Saturday day. I think December is all day Saturday.
Yeah, and going into the early hours of Sunday morning.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Which is when New Year's kicks in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Yeah,
we are still on fucking Monday, and we're supposed to be on Wednesday by now.
I know, but then it jumps from Monday to Wednesday.
Yeah, because
so actually, I think that like October, November is Tuesday.
Yeah, I think so because you're quite productive at the end of the year.
Really? Yeah,
I think November is a good Thursday. I think that's when you're moving into.
See, I'd say
the Friday Saturday period.
I'd say from Halloween to New Year's Eve is Friday / Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what I can see that.
Yeah,
like where you just nothing really matters anymore.
Yeah, basically Halloween until December the 27th is when you get up on is when you go out on a Thursday late on Thursday night after work and then you come in on Sunday morning.
Yeah. So true. But then that comes back around again at July, August time. Kind of.
No, I think Tuesday is more like kind of August, September. Like in that you kind of get that second wind in the year.
Yeah. But then I think June, July has to be some. Okay, so actually maybe June, July is actually Wednesday, half day. And maybe like April, May is Tuesday. Although I quite like April and May. I think they're not.
Yeah, but I don't mind Tuesday.
What? What Tuesday's are wrong?
Tuesday's well, Monday's so bad that anything following it.
No
is
way.
Be.
I think the opposite. I think Monday's actually quite easy because, but like now, before you know it, it's over. And then Tuesday is the long one where you're like, shit, it's a long time till the weekend. Yeah. And it's still basically Monday.
Then Wednesday you're getting to.
So, what are weeks like this week where we've got a 4-day weekend coming up?
Oh, God.
That's difficult, isn't it?
That's going to really confuse
Maybe that's April, May time.
Or maybe in our
you've got
week of the year.
To.
In our week of the year, maybe we get a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, but bank holiday Monday is bank holiday Mondays just change what Sunday is. You get two Saturdays on a bank holiday weekend.
I reckon July is bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah. That's a good shout.
Yeah.
July is just one bank holiday.
Bring it on.
I like just it.
Love a good bank holiday. Oh.
So I think that the moral of today's story is just fucking get Monday over with.
Yeah.
Let's just
hurry
get
up.
Monday over and done with.
And then and Tuesday. I mean, if Tuesday's
exactly.
a bad day as well, let's get it over with.
Yeah.
Let's skip Tuesday because we've had a fucking terrible Monday.
Exactly.
And let's kick off with a good Wednesday.
Monday,
spring,
spring. This Monday this year feels like you've come into the office to like 150 emails, all of which
yeah.
are like... a solid fucking response to
yeah it's Monday yeah. after a 2-week holiday that's the Monday we're having this
nightmare
year.
you've automatically forgotten your Wednesday or your summer holiday that you've had.
Yeah, exactly. You're starting to wish that the kids were moaning at you and you were late for a flight.
Have you got kids?
Not that I know of. Okay, so that was episode 6, season 3. As always.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, but surely you'd say season 3, episode 6.
I would have said episode 6 of season 3.
It's like when
I would
say,
think this should go on there, though.
I would say episode 6, season 3. I think that's fine. Episode 6, season 3.
Yeah.
Episode 6 of season 3.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
No, you just said episode 6, season 3.
Anyway, this is another episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Get in touch on Twitter. See you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.